Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody, tell every single mofo you see on the street. Tell everybody. Everybody needs to listen to this because we're not just doing a show here. We're trying to save the world. Thank you, good people, one number. This is DJ Butterfly Feces here, the one, the only, accept no substitutions. Anywho, you're listening to Cocooning from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. This show is brought to you by the one and only Organic OK. He's just OK. He's organic. Like his show. He's out here on a crusade, good people. And you know what? After all this is over, check out basically, you know what? It'll never be over. Please, stay in touch. Get involved with the cause. Tell us what you think. We're at 515-605-9709. 515-605-9709. And is that rule where now you have to, I don't know, literally try to dial a 1. It's kind of redundant, but so be it. There it is. When we last basically were, where were we last? Oh, yeah. I hadn't gone anywhere. I was still basically in the Bronx, New York. Now, once again, people, quick recap. Spent pretty much my whole life up to a certain point in McKinleyville, California. Now, I've been all over, and I still say it's the best place there is. But what happened? I had a big falling out. Half my parents threw me out. Half it was I wanted to go. Then we'll go to college and see, but how are you going to see things, man? How are you going to? Anywho, in the year of our Lord, no, I don't want to get too religious in particular. This happened around 2015. That's when I started this whole trip, this whole world-long journey across the world. And I went everywhere. Why? Well, someone came along. The guy's name was Organic OK. He invited me on his trip. And so far, we were going all over, saving lives, helping people. And we're playing lifeguard or nothing. You know what we did? We were trying to help the collective religious conscience of humanity. Look, people have said great things about America, but look around. There's more poverty now than ever. Of course, there's going to be vagrants almost no matter where you go. And you know what? Couldn't have it. Damn, I had to do something. I got involved with the cause. I followed him. I followed him when he was over in McKinleyville, our local forest. I was sitting basically there, cooking and whatnot. No, that's not true. They were cooking. They were making food over a campfire, having to bump into them. The very night I got thrown out, it was almost like someone was trying to tell me something. Now, here's something I think you guys want to make more to appreciate. Whenever you think of homeless people thrown out in the streets, you never want to think of them as anything but, you know, those people. You never want to consider that there's any connection between them and you. Yeah, there is. We're only a few dollars short of being on the street ourselves, and every single day, we can lose the. We might want there. It's insanity. It's not just insanity. It's stupidity. What's happening? I mean, he asked me to help him on his tour. He was going to take me around to and fro. I mean, this is shelter. I have some companionship. He was going to pay for everything. I mean, what was I going to do? Just say no thanks for the rot here on the streets? Look, I love McKinleyville. McKinleyville has everything. But you know something? At some point, you really do want to see the rest of the world. Anywho, what happened was, listen carefully, and I made some real relationships out there on the street. I helped people. I got something started. That's what we did. Every single place we went to, we had to get things started. We had to, you know, put things in motion. Damn it, we did that. I don't know if it was always so. I mean, you got to understand something. It's one thing when you don't have any money, but when everyone around you, when nobody's got any money, when everybody's broke, things are really bad, you know? And that's what happened. I was going to a place where basically, in general, it's a poor, impoverished area. That's what happened at this point. We've been to some nice places, but this was not one of them. But I like to believe that because of that, they'd be more willing to get behind the cause. It wasn't so simple. Dang it, it never is. Anyway, as I literally went each and every one that I came across, I told them who I was. They didn't take me seriously. It's like, DJ Butterfly Face, were you a rapper or something? You a DJ? I told my whole story about basically working, not so much as a DJ, but as a radio commentator for Blog Talk Radio. What is this? You getting money doing that? Nah, man, it's supposed to be a started thing. Eventually, not everybody gets a following. It's like, for every single person, just because you get an album and a contract, people aren't selling, doesn't mean it's going to, you know, some take off. I was one of the ones that didn't. I made a lot of sense, but maybe only to yourself. Oh, no, come on, there are a lot of people who basically make a lot of sense and whatever, but it wasn't, making sense and being entertaining is not the same thing. It's not the same thing. People will love BS as long as it's entertaining, if it entertains them somehow, as long as they're being entertained. I think that was a little interesting. Yeah, that's all I was. A little bit interesting. It was important. I gave him my rap also. It's like, why are you DJ? What makes you DJ? I explained to them that I did actually host one album with all these bands performing. It never got released, and I think that stuff's now, like, if you want to listen to the music, it's available for free on the internet. I don't remember who the bands were. Look, we all want something for free, and nowadays, you know, that's happening a lot of ways. There's social media, social internet. Everyone's got a page. Everybody can look at their stuff when everyone's plugged into the system. But a major problema, major, is that, well, if you don't make it, nobody cares. There are talented people who never really saw success. They're really talented people who basically, they got their foot in the door. But they always find a way to close the door. Just break them off at the foot. Chop those toes off if you have to, but get them out of here. Now, sometimes they were ahead of their time. The timing wasn't right. I explained what I'd gone around doing, that we'd done some good. I'd seen people die on the street. You know, people die all the time. I'm like, dude, somebody dies every damn 10 seconds. I said, I know that. No, but the thing is, in this poor area, especially the case, we don't have medicine here. Things are bad all over. But especially bad here. You know what? We all know each other. A lot of times we actually talk to basically the people who are still living in house, still have a job, we talk to them. They don't shun you? No, man, we all got to look out for each other here. When you live in what is traditionally a bad neighborhood, your neighbors have to be your friends somehow. I don't know what to do. I really didn't. I went to each one of them. No. I knew what to do. What I come here to do? What is my job to do? I went there to everybody, and one by one, I pressured them to get involved with the cause. They began with a lot of, why should I? What do these people do for me? If I'm going to go around and pick up the garbage, basically, it's in the air, and whatever, make this a nicer place to live. One of them said, you're not from around here, are you? No, I wasn't. McKinleyville, California. Oh, yeah, you street, you ghetto, you hood. I never said I was. But I've spent a lot of time on the street. I'm not talking about the hood. I'm talking about the actual street. Tell me something. Would you rather have a nice house in a, you know, would you have a house in a bad neighborhood or be homeless in a really, really, really nice suburban area? No, man, this is my home. All my people are here. I couldn't leave. That was a sweet thought. I tried inviting them to basically pick up the garbage, pick up the trash, make this thing better. And they weren't so, what's the word I'm looking for here? Willing. So why don't you pick it up? I'm going to, but I was going to get some help. Nah, man, I think I don't know whatever to worry about. I shrugged it off, and I went one by one. I picked up garbage, and I threw it away. All around the Bronx. One of them asked me how I got here in the first place. I said, well, if you're from McKinleyville, you know, you could be homeless in a nice town. What are you doing here? If you've got no money, you've got to be, I want to see the world. Why are we still stuck in an age where basically we think if you you're born here, you spend all your time here, means you own the place. And you actually fear people from out of town. You think scaring them away is keeping it real. They all laughed. That's life, man. They wouldn't want to see us in their neighborhood. Believe me, they wouldn't notice you. Not going to care. You know why? They got better things to do. Well, I don't know. Maybe there's another thing I was going to have to. People. We're all basically here in the Bronx at this point right now. Really? Are you sleeping on the street tonight? Well, I don't know how to tell them basically we're staying in a Winnebago. I went back to my idea about trying to give every single vagrant some kind of car. The kind they can sleep in. Live in. Some kind of van or something. Already they were tired. I noticed. I mean, you know, when you get older, you want to sleep. When you were a kid, you wanted to run around and play, but that got boring, and now all you want to do is sleep. You want to sleep. I don't know. It's a messed up thing is what it is. It's all wrong. But that is the way it is. What to do, what to do, what to do. Somebody tried to help them. I told them I picked up a lot of garbage. They said, there's going to be more garbage tomorrow. And you clean up after everybody. Sometimes when you clean up somebody else's mess, no matter how courteous you think you're being, guess what? They're going to think, well, now I don't have to do what I'm supposed to do. I'll just make more mess. Someone else will clean it up. They were right. I asked them to take me around and show me the town. What do you think, I'm a tour guide? He's a tourist. Come on, you're not staying here, are you? I have to admit I wasn't. No, I'm not moving into the Bronx, but dang it, we need to do something together to get together and stop this whole homeless epidemic. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know. I've been going back to organic and telling them, it ain't so simple, Simon. They're just so mad they don't want to be saved. They're like, damn the whole world, even if it means damning us too. Nothing for everybody. Some people don't like being alive, you know. They smoke and drink and do drugs. They're trying to kill themselves. What's happening out here? Yeah, you knew that. You knew that even before we started all this, before we came along on this trip. You knew that, didn't you? Didn't you know that? Of course I did. I'm not supposed to be any good here. We pick up some garbage. You keep asking around. Just like every single... Listen, here's the thing. A lot of people like them, they can be begging for money. Panhandling. You know? What panhandling is? Yeah. And you know what? Not every single person wants to give them money. This person has to give them some money. Hey, kill them. Don't just F them, kill them. I mean, in every possible sense. You know what? They don't want to... They don't want to share. They don't want to... Sometimes life is too much for people. Life. Life is too much. I thought about that. What was I going to do? It's 50 minutes after the hour here on the program, Cocoon from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. Please get involved with the cause. We're at 1-515-605-9709. And this show is brought to you by Organic, okay? We encourage you to give a hoot. Don't pollute. No, that's what it says. Please, pick up garbage. Maybe even if you see a piece on the street, pick that up too. Don't just basically collect that dang bottle or can to get the CRV return deposit. Do something. Something. Is the system working? I gotta tell you, folks, I really don't know. What to do? 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 Anywho, all I wanted was